This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Certainly for some, Alex Jones can be scary and abrasive.
There are those of us who absolutely understand that you will never defeat the human spirit! No!
But if you can get through all that to explore what he's been saying, to see for yourself what it is that the establishment wants to hide from you, and the information you find could be life-changing. He predicted 9/11.
And if there was an outside threat like a Bin Laden who was a known CIA asset in the 80s, he's the boogeyman they need in this Orwellian phony system.
He exposed the cremation of care ceremony in Bohemian Grove.
Mystery religion ceremony.
He educated us about the relationship between the Third Reich and modern globalism.
Prison planet dominated by a ruthless gang of control freaks.
He helped reveal the so-called Bilderberg Group at all.
And most of you are a bunch of stinking parasites!
He was the loudest voice reporting on the union between the communist Chinese and Silicon Valley. They falsely edited him. Lie about his reporting of Sandy Hook. A lie that he pushed a child down in a viral video. And now he is being deplatformed by Facebook, Apple, and Google. Private companies are being harassed and encouraged to stop doing business with him.
And then we get hit and say, you no longer use our software.
YouTubers are being censored for talking about him.
We just got taken down by YouTube. They just killed our stream.
Really?
Yep.
And some Americans are actually celebrating this. This is America in 2018. Will you sit by and allow liberty and freedom to be taken away right before your eyes? Will you do nothing while history is being recorded? Will you sit and do nothing? Or will you do your own research, discover the truth, and stand for freedom?
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones. Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You can smell it, you can see it, you can feel it. History is happening right now. The destiny of humanity, to a great extent, will be decided, at least how the brakes are going to work with this midterm. The world is awakening to the true new authoritarian threat, organized governments and multinationals working with big tech and big banks to bring in one world government. And valiantly, President Trump and other leaders across the world, from Eastern Europe to Latin America, from Africa to Asia to Russia, are fighting hard. And you are waking up. I am waking up. We are all waking up and realizing this together. I am very honored that we were the first to be completely banned 4 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. But now it's everyone, everyone. They're all being shadow banned 96%, where no one can find them unless you go to the page. And other people like Rush Limbaugh, President Trump, Matt Drudge, Ann Coulter, Michelle Malkin, hundreds of pages. In fact, I need that article that came out yesterday on Coulter. She's on today. Hundreds of pages of attacks and disinfo is put up front on purpose against you. So anyone trying to search you only sees horrible lies. It's defamatory. It's organized crime. It's just total and complete fraud. Just the headline was, look at how YouTube just changed this algorithm. And it was an article that got a lot of attention yesterday. But it's every conservative. It's Prager. It's Coulter. It's Sean Hannity. It's Tucker Carlson. It's everybody. And it's ahead of the election. This is true election meddling. Suppressing Americans just talking to each other. And it's a huge time. And Trump has now gone both barrels on them. And we'll cover it all. So the battle's joined. And yes, I've gotten a lot of briefings from the president. I'm going to get a lot more to him, and that's why they banned me 3 weeks ago. But it's well worth it. Because they were going to ban us all in the end anyway, so.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
An emergency transmission from deep in the heart of Texas, U.S. resistance against the global corporate combine, empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome, subversion, paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed with the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things, integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States with traitors inside the major security agencies, blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com slash Big Tech banking combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a herder of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they now use me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Days until the most important election in world history. Humanity now prepares itself at the crossroads. The time for talk is over. We have entered the crucible. It's now up to you. Globalist forces are spilling out their full might and hatred against humanity. Their psychological warfare and deception has never been greater. But if we stay steadfast against it, through this dark time will come our greatest moment. It's here. You can feel the victory. The enemy can feel their defeat. We're going to win the midterms. Unless there's criminal fraud we couldn't imagine, which is happening. But regardless, we've won the battle. We've won the war already by standing true. And the seeds that are planted now of censorship, the seeds of bullying, and the seeds of oppression will give root to mighty oaks of liberty that will stand the storms of the future. That when our ancestors look back on now, this will be seen as a time of calm, a time of plenty, a time of ease as we face the real crises that are coming. This is only a preparation for the future. If we can't beat John Podesta and Hillary Clinton and the Rockefellers and people like George Soros, really, who are we? We're going to face far more superior, far more powerful foes in the future. And by then, when we face those foes, we will be stronger, though most of us will be 6 feet under. I was very frustrated yesterday because I know that we have the chart to get out of this. I know we have the path, and I know we're right because I've read the enemy's own statements, and I've seen their own plans, and I know how to beat them. And so I get mad at myself that 100% in my mind, I hold their entire battle plan, and I know how to beat it like that. And so much of the victory depends on me and you and all of us together executing on the information we have, and that means laying it out in a step-by-step format. So by the middle of next week, we're going to put out a four- or five-page memo, very simple, with bullet points with proof, because I tend to give you too much information. Now, that's good to do, but it's just at this point, it needs to be battle plans, information warfare, the truth. And then I just get caught in the total minutia of wanting to prove every point when we know we're telling the truth and we have all the facts. And then I get very, very angry. And I really get angry because the president is surrounded by a bunch of cowards. The president is a lion surrounded by hyenas and jackals and warthogs and cobras. And it's totally real. It's so epic. Evil doesn't just exist. Right when the evil is about to take over, something good rises up that's stubborn and willful and ready to execute the truth. Doesn't matter what the vessel is. You expect, look at the Bible. Most of the vessels God raised up to crush evil were more evil than evil. But they were not wicked in their heart. And so, we are now, ladies and gentlemen, at the most epic moment ever. And the knives are out for the president. Because he proved they were suppressing the economy on purpose. He proved the fraud. And he showed you 4.6 growth rate. He said in the campaign, China's got 10 for decades. We're America. We could have 5. They said, you lunatic, you'll never get 3. Less than 2 years out, he's at 4.6. The truth is, we can build anything and do anything we want. We have to have motivation. We have to believe in ourselves. And the enemy has been demoralizing us. You study propaganda. You study authoritarianism. What the media and the government and the Democrats do is 101. For those that didn't go to college, not that it means anything, but that means the first level. 101, first day at class, they demoralize your ass. And I knew the globalists were evil, but I'll be honest with you. I guess the spiritual conversion rate is quicker now because 20 years ago when I was covering stuff, only the on-top people were really bad. Low-level Republicans were bad. Low-level Democrats were bad, but they were misled. They weren't inherently evil. Democrats now, because that's the way the universe works, things divide to two sides, have chosen pure evil. And I don't mourn it that it's a hard enemy to beat. I mourn it because I feel their spiritual death. And when I see them do horrible things to me or my family or you, I don't take, they think they're hurting me, but not in the way they think because they're Satanist. They're all about themselves. It's not that. I mourn their loss. I, oh my God, there's that many of them are corrupt. I think, I mean, almost all of them want to destroy everything. They revel in being liars? and trying to stop prosperity? And then Trump, I get to know what Trump's going through, because no one after Trump, except for, I don't say this with pleasure, no one is attacked like me except for Trump. And why is it? Because the enemy started saying, like, 2 years ago, Trump and Jones are channeling each other. They're the same spirit. And they're all into the occult. I'm not into that stuff. But then I thought, oh, that's just propaganda. And then I realized, and I've run into them, they think I'm Trump, and they think Trump is me. But in a weird metaphysical thing, it's actually true. There's always the big thing up here, and then there's the rebel, the outlier that has the... it's a thing in the metaphysical. And so they figured this out now. And so they're trying to destroy me as a symbol to get to you, but then they don't think about a Matt Drudge, like the 10th planet coming through. They don't think about other foreseen forces and the way God works, because it's not just Trump, it's not just Alex Jones, it's you, the people. That's the real tide of the universe that's unstoppable. And when you decide you're done with the globalists, they're gone.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The answer to tyranny is the human spirit.
To 1984,
with God's light
1776.
Shining through our sails.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Human souls are but mirrors of God's consciousness, like ships upon an endless sea, with the consciousness of God blasting out, filling their sails, travel through space and time. All dimensions, all time, all understanding, when you're ready for it. A true stairway to heaven. Not one offered by Hollywood. Crank this up. Not one offered by the globalist. Not one offered by drugs and the system or power over others. But through staring into infinity. Staring into the burning bush. And removing the bush. Staring at the mind of God. Lest ye be ready, you will surely die. But your soul will go on. Our shadows taller than our souls. There was a lady we all know who shines false light. Who once the light shows, never goes away, does it? Because you can see God, you can also see the devil. The devil is the light bearer. You don't look at God. The devil's the bush. The devil then tells you he's God. He's not. The great mysteries now are unlocked to the world as we enter the final age of Earth. The age of the universe begins. As God's finger reaches down to give us the fire of heaven, the Promethean fire. But who will take it? Not the big tech giants, not the globalists. They've decided they're gods here on Earth. They don't want that finger to reach down. Ann Coulter's joining us. I'm a bad guy. I forget to tell the folks to promote that Ann Coulter's coming on. She hadn't been on in like 15 years. I wasn't a left-winger. I wasn't a right-winger. But I would just kind of get little, you know, bonus points attacking her when I got her on. And I talked to her briefly at the RNC. But, I think overall she's a good lady, very smart lady, very influential lady. And the real reason I want her on is I want to try to brief her just briefly and have her talk as well about the whole situation with the globalists and the deep state takeover that finally the president is listening to. So I am super, super excited about Ann Coulter set to join us for a nice interview coming up in the next segment. But again, she's totally buried. She's shadow banned, but then they also bury in Google her hundreds of searches where you see anything she has to say. She's on C-SPAN, it's banned. She's on Fox News, it's banned. So you're going to get to actually hear from her. That's what they do. They ban you, then they misrepresent what you have to say. So, we're going to be breaking them all down with her coming up. But 70 days out from the election, what are we going to do? 70 days out with everyone being shadow banned, a lot of people being totally banned. I mean, Swedish national campaigns that are about to win, you know, the prime ministership, they're being banned. Christian parties in Africa are being banned. Facebook, Google, YouTube, a subsidiary, Apple, they are on a jihad. And Twitter had been one of the worst, and they knew they were one of the worst. And so they knew people were watching them very, 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 very close. And so They went, oh, we won't ban Alex Jones because I'm already shadow banned, 90%+. We won't do that. And so they act like I'm the token person that's there. But I love how tech giants met last week in secret. Print me that article, please. To stop election meddling. Oh, the Russians are all powerful. We'll ban all the conservatives to make sure Russians don't do anything while they're manipulating the election, shadow banning conservatives 96%. It was 93% last week. Because the polls keep showing a huge red wave, and so they're being forced to act like authoritarians. They're being forced to act like dictators. They're being forced to openly ban conservative free speech across the board in an attempt to get people to behave and go along with what they want. But people are like, we don't care if you totally censor us. We're not going to stop, and we're going to go on local radio, and we're going to buy ads in the paper, and we're going to call C-SPAN, and we're going to call the Congress, and we're going to go out when Trump's there at rallies and go, Internet censorship! Internet censorship! They're blocking you! And now the president is on your tail with antitrust executive orders and banking executive orders and sanctions, real sanctions. And top Republicans are signaling they're ready for Trump to fire Sessions. And so you guys, I'll tell you this. I give us a 60-40 chance we win the midterms and you guys get totally devastated and indicted for this. Because the quarter's not being given now. You guys pushed too far. You went after Trump's family, all of it. When you're involved with the Russians, everything else. But even if you were to steal the election to get through, I've looked at every possible destination along your planned permutations and your entire operation. And I've looked at every outcome, and let me just say this. There isn't any outcome where you win. And I have an evil laugh because I know you don't like it. Because I can, you know, act just like the enemy. But the point is that you guys think you're going to execute this. You're not going to execute crap. And the globalists know I don't just make statements on air that aren't true or that aren't backed up. You are facing hammer war. You are facing, you are bringing down the gates. You think taking down these controls is destroying us? You are removing gates that we don't remove. Because we know who we are. But once you remove the gates, once you let us in, we will visit judgment on you politically, economically, culturally, lawfully. And that's why you're so scared of my voice. Because you know it's judgment. It's judgment day. Judgment day cometh. Judgment day is so close. And justice is good. Justice is right. To quote Metallica, can we come in with Justice for All next segment? we just want to have our families and live and have prosperity, but you've got to control the prosperity. You've got to control us, and that's where we will never let you control us. You lesser things will never run our lives. So now you have summoned us to destroy you politically. You have gone to the altar. And you've prayed on gods, ancient gods. You've summoned the titans, and they will arrive. Now, that said, we'll get into the politics of this, the mechanics of it, but Congress must act. The president must act now to defeat them quickly before we go into the next phase. The next phase is the next phase. These people that did this are delusional. They'll run from what they're about to release. We must stop them now. Please don't forget we're listener-supported. Amazing products across the board, from T-shirts to books to films to shortwave radios to non-GMO heirloom seeds to amazing supplements at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Whatever you do, promote that local AM or FM station you're listening to right now. Go in the grocery store. Go in the gas station. Go in your work and tell everybody about that local radio or TV station you're listening or watching right now. It's that human free will outside their technocracy that is victory. over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours, it's on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too. Until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife. So I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. It was the epoch of belief. It was the epoch of incredulity. It was the season of light. It was the season of darkness. It was the spring of hope. It was the winter of despair. We had everything before us. We had nothing before us. We were all going direct to heaven. We were all going directly the other way. In short, the period was so far unlike the present period that some of the noisy authorities insisted on it being received for good or evil in the superlative degree of comparison only. Ann Coulter, a true icon of Americana, joins us. First time she was on 15 years ago. I was just trying to make points, I guess. But I got to meet her in person at the RNC and did an interview. I appreciate her joining us to talk about the onslaught, the blitzkrieg against the First Amendment. The other cowards in Washington are scared to cover it. They all want jobs, I guess, with Google or Facebook or Apple later with $3 trillion between them. But Ann Coulter has hundreds of videos on YouTube that are negative about her, force-fed. So do I. 96% of conservative sites are buried. They block everything. Shadow banning's at over 93%. I'm completely blackballed. And the left has openly come out when Obama saw that Trump won and set up this Office of Countering Propaganda in the Pentagon, but it's part of the CIA, and that I've learned is the group with no attention that is working with the leftists and the media to have the mainstream media fact check all conservatives and ban us and then put their results on top ahead of manipulating the election. And then Senator Warner, Wyden, and Murphy are all in Obama's defense authorization saying they would run the counter to Trump. So Trump needs to remove this. This is a cancer. Ann Coulter joins us to talk about being one of the most banned people in the world and where she thinks this is going with only 70 days left before what I think is the most important election, not just in U.S. history, but world history. Ann Coulter, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Good to be in the bunker with you.
We're in the bunker. You heard my little two-minute rant. You're the expert on this. What would you call this period in history?
It is like nothing I think this country's seen before. I mean, what they've done to you and many others, the left, the resistance, a military term, by the way, if Trump had lost the election and, as Hillary did, said, I'm joining the resistance, they would have said this is a dog whistle to the KKK. It's a military term. And then imagine if right-wingers started beating up Hillary supporters, as we have seen left-wingers and Antifa beating up Trump supporters. I think the country would recognize we're in the middle of a fascist uprising. But no, because the fascist uprising is being cheered on and encouraged by the mainstream media. It just goes without comment. But for the resistance to suddenly act as if they don't like conspiracy theories, I at least actually, well, I argue against conspiracy theories. I don't try to ban them. I'm thinking that that's argument and free speech works on that. When we're living through the biggest conspiracy theory of all, this Russia nonsense invented by Hillary, as she always does when she's caught in some sort of scandal. She did with Jennifer Flower. She went on TV and talked about some man in Arkansas.
Vast right-wing conspiracies.
Right, to explain Monica Lewinsky, both of which turned out to be true. When her health care plan went down, she accused the media of buying into and promoting right-wing talking points, because you know how the media just hangs on, well, my every word. Just whatever I put out there, they're repeating right there in the New York Times. It's just been absolute madness. So when, from her, every time she's caught in some scandal, she finds some mysterious bad actor, malefactor, Linda Tripp conspiring against her and her husband. So when the Democrats are caught in the middle of WikiLeaks, which was very embarrassing for the Democrats, there they were sabotaging Bernie Sanders. Democrats all over Capitol Hill were furious with
the They were CNN. Running Google. They were gaming everything. They were getting the questions beforehand from CNN.
And that's when Hillary concocted the conspiracy of Russia and Trump conspiring to steal the election from her. At the time, as you'll read in my book, Resistance is Futile, How the Trump-Hating Left Lost Its Collective Mind, at the time, all the mainstream press, the New York Times, was utterly skeptical, could barely control their laughing over Hillary's conspiracy theory about Russia, saying, paraphrasing, wow, even the John Birchers didn't come up with something like this.
Well, yeah, they said that. They pointed out Hillary has the Russian problem with Uranium One.
She has plenty of problems, including colluding with Russia for that Russian dossier put together by Christopher Steele. It was only after Trump won the election that suddenly all these respectable news outlets that had ridiculed Hillary's Russia conspiracy theory at the time, which she was using to deflect from the Wikipedia leaks, suddenly they went back and, oh my gosh, maybe there's something to this Russian business. Now they're the ones dragging this country through a completely demented conspiracy between the Trump campaign. There was no Trump campaign. I mean, it would be weird enough to say,
it was Donald Trump. I mean, that was
exactly.
It.
Exactly. He didn't have advance men and pollsters and expensive campaign consultants. His idea was, I know, I'll fly around the country giving speeches and pushing popular ideas, and that'll win me the White House. They laughed at him throughout his campaign, and then when it worked, oh my gosh, there must have been a secret conspiracy with a campaign that didn't exist.
You're absolutely right. Let me ask you this, Ann Coulter, because you're one of the most banned people after me. And believe me, I don't even like that distinction, but I'll go with it. Why are you so banned? Why is Prager? He's as banned as you and I.
Yeah.
I mean, so why are they doing this? It's so authoritarian. And then they call for us all to be banned in thousands of articles. Then CNN goes, Friday, Trump's crazy. No one's banning anybody. When anybody can look at the numbers, it's like 96%. So what's going on there?
Oh, yes. Well, you have about 800 million followers. That's why you're banned. And with Prager and me, they tried to, I don't know about Prager. I know very specifically how the media has treated me throughout.
Well, so talk about yourself, because you're one of them. You're in the top five most banned people.
I suspect that's true. When I first started going on TV for slander and treason and godless and so on, their idea was, okay, we'll bring her on TV, we'll treat her like she's David Duke, so we can, just what they did to Trump, we'll communicate to the public, do not read this person, do not listen to this person, we'll scowl when she walks on, we'll yell at her, we'll take some joke out of context and blow it up into a huge big deal. But every time they did that, people would hear enough of me on TV to realize that they believed me and not the media. Whomever the interviewer was would end up looking bad. I'd sell lots of books. So I'd say about five books back, they just decided, that's it. We're going to pretend she doesn't exist. And I mean, the only solace I have is it's got to be driving them crazy as I keep writing these books. They must have interns running in. Look at what she says here. We've got to attack her. Settle down, Dennis. We're not putting her on air.
Well, I was about to say, let's talk about your new book, Resistance is Futile. What a great title. But that's it. They couldn't beat you by misrepresenting what you said. So now they are just banning you completely. Even though it's killing the NFL, it's killing Hollywood to ban conservatives, to be anti-American, they're all really destroying themselves in the process.
Well, the danger is, I mean, it hasn't happened yet, but I have to say I've worried about this for some years now. It sounds like a science fiction nightmare of mine that I just wake up one day, try to click on to, you know, the Breitbart Report or email with Matt Drudge, and it would just shut down. I wouldn't be able to get through. There would be no Breitbart.com. There would be no Daily Caller. We won't be able to communicate.
Well, stay there, because deplatforming and the Chinese social score model is what they're bringing here. They're trying to cut our software off that runs Infowars.com. AnnCoulter.com, her new book, we'll talk about it, Shell on the Other Side, Resistance is Futile, an amazing headline, what an amazing name, can't wait to read it. And then we'll talk about what does Trump need to do with 69 and a half days left to counter this.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
One of the top-selling political authors of all time is with us. Her new book is Resistance is Futile. What an amazing title. I've read many of her books. Thank God for Ann Coulter helping get the ground ready for Donald Trump. And Trump's not perfect, but he's under attack because he's a real president. And specifically, the Democrats have met with Senator Warner, Wyden, and Murphy. And I've got all the, we're going to put it on screen, executive orders Obama signed before he left office, taking defense authorization money, Pentagon money, and using it to, quote, counter right-wing media, which they all call Russian. So when you see CNN, MSNBC, the New York Times involved as Project Veritas exposed in everybody's accounts censoring us, it's the perfect storm of dying media, the Democratic Party, and big tech all merging to steal the 2018 election. They admit they're doing it. And I know you're aware of all that. You've been shadow banned. You've been completely blocked. They put nothing but negative search results 10 pages deep in front of you. Used to, you'd be number one with what you did because it was popular. They've broken their algorithm to try to steal this election. I think they've jumped the shark. I think it's going to backfire. When Hillary couldn't control the media, when she tried to control Google, it didn't work. Now they've openly taken the dying dinosaur media, who aren't just now failed news, they're now anti-free speech Stasi, and put them in charge. This is beyond, like you said, a science fiction novel. So what, A, what's your take on that? And B, if you're being unpersoned like I am, what do you think the president, who's the only guy in government speaking out against this, what do you think he should do? What should Congress do?
Well, there are things that can be done, and just to reiterate what you just said, consider how strong liberals consider their arguments. They've got all of the mainstream media, 100%, ABC, NBC, CBS, all of the cables, the major news, newspapers, the major news magazines. They've got Yahoo, AOL. They have the swamp in Washington. They've got Hollywood. They have Silicon Valley. And now they're down to the last corners of the internet. Oh, no, conservatives can speak to one another. We must shut it off. I have to say, if I were advising liberals with their insane opinions, I'd say, yep, that's what you got to do. You got to shut off free speech on the internet. And I mean, it reminds me of Robert Mueller's indictment of the 13 Russians, which I describe in my book. The most interesting thing about that indictment and that Mueller being, you know, terrified of these Russian bots and their woke blacks Instagram account is that the Office of Special Counsel knows less about social media than even the senators questioning Mark Zuckerberg. They have no idea how it works, and the argument is basically that 13 Russians with a few Facebook ads managed to overwhelm the entire American media, which also kind of had its finger on the scale, making very clear you are not to vote.
Oh, New York Times, 98% chance that Hillary was going to win. And so instead of saying America had a populist movement, oh, it's the Russians.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And Russians, 13 Russians. You know, if 13 Russians can overwhelm our entire media, I got to tell you, Alex, I hope they're running our country because things would run so smoothly.
No, I agree. Are they giving us 4.6% growth rate? Are they giving us a rebuilt military, thousands of factories? Wow, the Russians really love us.
Yes. And they put Trump in the presidency. So thank you, Russia. There are things that can be done. The overall point, I think.
But that'll be the headline, deceptively, not sarcasm. Ann Coulter thanks Russia. Ann Coulter thanks Russia for electing Trump.
Yes, they've become, that's one of my favorite parts of the resistance, how, you know, they always make fun of right-wingers for being, or, you know, Christians, someone who's afraid someone someplace is having fun. No, that's them. They have become the moral scolds. They have become the man.
Buzzkills.
The big office and the big briefcase going in. And no, humor is gone. They have no sense of irony, sarcasm. They're the ones who will go on and patrol social media. Media, tweets and apparently bots, but the end result is I think these huge avenues of First Amendment speech, Google, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, they have to have the First Amendment applied to them. These idiot conservatives at certain places, I won't mention like National Review, you know, they think they're so brave and brilliant, saying, well, it's not the government, so it doesn't violate the First Amendment. No, I'm sorry. At some point, when you have a total monopoly on how people can communicate with one another, we do have legal concepts like natural monopolies and utilities, and unless they start living under the First Amendment, I think the law should force them to. Right now the law is written in such a way so that they are simultaneously publishers, so they will determine who can be heard or seen on their airwaves, so they're acting like a New York Times.
And immune.
Yeah, and also, yeah, and totally immune from suit. So, I'm sorry, you don't get those kinds of privileges in a country that still believes in free speech.
Well, exactly. They ran a Hill article, a fake poll, at the methodology, and then they're paying for it as an ad. Majority of Americans say ban Alex Jones. They took me as a target, misrepresented what I said. Now they're banning everybody else after me, and thank God Trump's trying to move against them. Ann Coulter is our guest. Talk a few minutes about, we only got like 4 minutes left, I hope you'll come back soon because so much is happening, 15 years is too long, about your term, resistance is futile. Because obviously that's from Star Trek. I've made that point.
Yes.
The universities, the left, everything is, they're saying resistance is futile, but like you said, they've already banned us everywhere, Hollywood, TV, everywhere. Now they want to control people talking to their cousins on Facebook. I think they've jumped the shark. I think this is backfiring.
I certainly think overall the resistance is backfiring. I mean, I find myself reacting this way. I've been a little testy with the president for not even starting the wall, his central campaign promise. And then the left goes off on some crazy, you know, the Access Hollywood tape. Oh, he admits to committing sexual assault on him. No, he didn't. He said they let you do it. That is by definition.
It's like Elvis. He said the women are jumping on you.
Yeah, he was actually talking about celebrity culture and with some degree of disapproval, all of which I go through in my book, the craziness over Charlottesville and how it was, you know, dog whistle to, I don't know, again, the Klan. It's always the non-existent Klan. Most people in the Klan are putting in expense reports with the FBI.
Exactly.
By saying both sides, both sides, both sides, they come out with these outrageously unfair attacks and they drive me right back into his corner. Now, you know, look, if Democrats care about their fellow Americans, the working class, the middle class, even computer programmers who are losing jobs to the H-1B workers, can't we join together and do good things for the people already here? It's not like Trump is a down-the-line Republican.
It's not like we don't have one of the most open borders already. Exactly. So let me ask you this question. What happens if they win the midterms, the Democrats? What happens if they lose? That's the key questions. Well, A, what is your prediction for the midterms, and what happens either way?
Well, I'm worried. The historical odds are that we are going to have a blue wave. So the odds are Democrats do at least win the House.
Since the Civil War.
Well, they'll definitely impeach him. They'll impeach him for a hangnail. It doesn't matter. Their base is white hot. And I think it'll pretty much be the end of a lot of the Trump agenda. On the optimistic side, they will look crazy if they impeach him. And most of the things Trump promised during his campaign, he doesn't need Congress for. He doesn't need Congress to build a wall. He's the commander-in-chief. Look at your pocket constitution. It's his job to protect the borders. So maybe he could get back to the things he promised during the campaign if once Congress is completely cut off to him.
So wait, you're kind of predicting, because since the Civil War, the whoever's in power loses the House. But things are a little different now. Gut level, what do you think, Ann?
Yes. I really don't know. I don't know.
So if they win,
they're good. I say when I don't know.
I agree. So if they win, they go crazy. What happens if they lose?
Well, it'll be a lot of fun. They'll go crazy, but it won't be the end of the Trump agenda. We'll still, and by the way, we were probably going to hold the Senate. That much I'll predict. And it also depends a lot on what Trump does over the next few months. I think he needs to go back to campaign mode, do nothing. His calendar should be blocked off September.
No, I agree. How do people go against a president that's given him a 4.6 growth rate? How do you piss on prosperity?
That's true, but you never know what's good. I was just down at the New York Stock Exchange yesterday asking them, come on, it's got to fall. There's gravity. It can't keep going up forever. And, oh, boy, watch out when the stock market falls.
All right. The new book is Resistance Futile, Ann Coulter, AnnCoulter.com. Great to have you back on. Hope we don't totally get put in a gulag here. We're both being massively censored. Thank you so much for joining us. Please join us again very soon.
Absolutely. Thanks, Alex. Bye-bye.
There you go. What a heretic joining the most banned show in the world, Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Roger Stone has come out and said he does now believe he's about to be indicted. He'll have that exclusive straight ahead in just 2 minutes when we come back, and a bunch of other guests, your phone calls, and then all the other news. But the good news is Trump's awake.
Let's talk tough.
Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.